A new stay-in-place advisory has been issued for University of Michigan students by the Washtenaw County Public Health Department. This is Lisa Berry, and to tell us more about that, we're joined now by Rick Fitzgerald, Assistant Vice President for Public Affairs at the university. We know this was a Public Health Department directive, but we want to know what it looks like from the university side, so thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. It was a recommendation from the health department that we work closely with the health department. The university certainly agrees with this approach. It's a way of, you know, heightening the awareness of the public health measures that we all need to keep following related to the COVID-19 virus. And with this new variant in our community, what we found is that it spreads faster, yet the testing to detect it takes longer. It's a bad combination. And so this pause in activity on our campus, we think will give us a time to better understand the possible spread and perhaps interrupt the spread of this variant in the campus community.
What is the current case count for this variant at the university or in the county? Yeah.
We've identified 14 cases in the U of M community, and that also is the total in the county at this point. The state also announced 4 cases the other day in Wayne County,
right.
So it's not just in the Washtenaw County community. But, you know, we very much want to get a handle on this.
Who and what does this stay-in-place advisory cover?
Well, it covers all University of Michigan enrolled students who are in the campus area. Obviously, you know, it's not important for a student who's learning from home in California or Chicago to do this, but anyone who's in the Washtenaw County area, we're asking them to stay in place in their area, campus area residences, and only go outside of their residence for something that's deemed essential. And we've worked with the health department to come up with, you know, a list of accepted activities, and that includes attending in-person classes with the understanding that the more than 90% of the classes our students are taking this term are delivered remotely.
But you can still go to the 10% that are happening in person?
Correct. And part of the two reasons for that. One is that only those classes that are deemed really critical or for licensing purposes that must be delivered in person are being taught in person. And our experience from the fall semester indicates that there was no spread of the virus during in-person classes.
So share the University of Michigan perspective with us on this. Are you concerned about this new variant case, or are you just trying to get a handle on it in advance while you can?
Well, it's really this stay-in-place recommendation is designed to help us get a better handle on the spread and to perhaps interrupt the further spread of this variant on campus. I mean, it's still COVID, and we need to take those precautions. And you know, so far, you know, the science is still emerging on this, is what our experts tell us. But at this moment, it hasn't been determined that it makes people necessarily, you know, more, you know, sicker because of it. It just spreads more easily. But it's the spread that we're trying to interrupt.
I know some University of Michigan athletes who are not going to be happy with this because they were circulating petitions and trying to get 5,000 signatures to end the 2-week pause. So it sounds like you're sticking with that plan and pausing athletics to stop the spread as well.
You know, that action has already taken place. We'll continue to look at what we learn, and this is designed to stay in place. Instructions are for the entire campus community for us to get a better handle on it. We'll continue to evaluate what we learn. You know, the great thing about our athletes is they're tested very regularly. Those in season are tested essentially daily. You know, we have our students who are living on campus are required to be tested weekly, and we also offer weekly testing to everyone in the campus community. So we think this will is also a good reminder of how much testing is available, and we encourage everyone in the university community, particularly anyone who's physically coming to the campus, to be tested weekly, and that will help us understand and track this variant as well, because any regular COVID test now on campus that tests positive for the virus, we're also taking the additional step to determine whether this variant is present. And that takes an additional a day or two, a couple of days to perform that test.
Rick Fitzgerald, Assistant Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Michigan. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.